School buses in much of the country are going electric. Federal rebates like the EPA's Clean School Bus Program are helping. 7 states require districts to switch gas and diesel buses to electric vehicles. And then there's New York State with the strictest mandate. Buses there have to be 100% electric by 2035. There has been criticism of the law and misinformation. But North Country Public Radio's Amy Feiereisel takes us to one school district in upstate New York, which has started electrifying its school bus fleet.
Here in the Alexandria Bay Central School District bus garage, they're going through a transition from conventional gas and diesel buses to electric buses. And it hasn't been easy.
There for about 4 or 5 months, I was pulling my hair out. This wasn't something that we took lightly.
That's Delmar Lambert, the district's transportation director. After 18 months of work, surveys, route analysis, and electrical update, Alexandria Bay got 2 electric buses on the road in early March. They were the first district in northern New York to do so. Erin Jolly drives one of these buses twice a day on a 20-mile bus route. She says the biggest difference in driving an electric bus is the quiet.
The sound, yes, the sound is a big one. It's a lot quieter. You can definitely hear the kids in the back of the bus, so there's benefits to that.
Jolly backs one of the buses out.
There you go. That's as loud as she gets.
Yep.
New York is requiring that 100% of school bus fleets be electric by 2035. In 2027, school districts will no longer be able to buy conventional buses at all. It's a huge transition and a pretty controversial one. It sits at this prickly intersection of climate change politics, the role of government, new technology, and a lot of school districts are hesitant. New York Senator Dan Steck serves the 45th district, which covers about half of northern New York.
You know, there's a lot of school districts in the North Country that have reached out to me and my colleagues saying, hey, we are not ready to do this.
Steck has joined other New York Republicans from all over the state in calling for the mandate to be repealed or significantly delayed. He says there are still too many unanswered questions about how the cold will affect bus batteries, about the electric grid, about supply and demand.
Just because you're asking questions and saying, hey, I want to make sure that the math works and that we're doing the right thing here does not mean that you're a climate change denier or you don't love the environment. It's that you respect the safety of school kids, the value of the taxpayers' money.
The state says electrification is about kids' safety because diesel and gasoline buses emit dangerous pollutants.
Particulate matter, carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides. These are all associated with chronic health conditions like asthma, cancer, and cognitive impairment.
Adam Reuter is the director of NYSERDA's Clean Transportation Group, which is overseeing the state's electric bus transition. He says this is about human health and the environment. 30% of carbon emissions in New York come from transportation. He says they know that current electric buses may not work for longer range applications in rural districts, like sports games and field trips. He says they don't have to.
The fact is that the technology is going to continue to improve over the next decade. School bus fleets don't turn over in a year. They turn over a decade or sometimes even longer. What we want people to start doing now is doing a study, figuring out a plan, and then we think it's a good idea for schools to start buying a bus or two now.
Reuter says they'll pay for those studies and the difference in cost using $500 million from New York's Environmental Bond Act. And Reuter says they're not worried about a big supply chain blow up. Neither is one of the biggest sellers of school buses in the state, New York Bus Sales. They sell Bluebird buses, which are manufactured in Georgia. Director of sales Jeremy Johnston says in 2016, Bluebird could produce 4 electric buses per week.
As of January 1st, Bluebird now has the capacity to build 20 electric buses per day on 2 shifts. I mean, we have significantly increased the capabilities. And a lot of that is because of the pending mandate in New York State.
Johnston's office helped Alexandria Bay fill out their EPA grant application, which heavily subsidized their first 2 electric buses and paid for bus chargers and electrical upgrades to their bus garage. Superintendent Christopher Clapper says, as one of the first school districts in the region to go electric, they've been getting lots of calls from other districts.
There's a lot of questions out there. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So I think they're calling just for clarity. There's a misconception that you have to build new bus garages to handle the infrastructure. I mean, look at our bus garage. It's a fine garage, but it's not new.
Transportation Director Del Lambert's biggest concerns were about electrical fires and the buses not operating in the cold. He says he set both of those fears aside after doing some research and visiting a bus operation in Montreal, which has been running electric buses since 2018. And there are serious benefits to electric too, says Lambert. They pay less to refuel per day, $10 in electricity versus $20 to $30 in gas, and maintenance costs a lot less. He said a lot of the resistance to electric buses comes down to fear.
No one likes change. You know, now we're jumping into an electric, fully electric, not a hybrid, fully.
That's a big transition, and the burden is on districts to figure it out. But Lambert says that in the end, even if the Republican appeal to delay the mandate succeeds, electric is still coming.
Whether it comes this year or it comes 5 years from now, it's still coming. So basically, if you're not buying electric buses, you're kicking the can down the road.
And by taking advantage of the current federal grant money, they got the buses for cheap and the infrastructure updates for free. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Fireisel.